side by side at the microphone. From the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
To go today is Motormouth Radio Studio, where you're at right now. Your host, Ray Guarino, co-host, wingman, guy at the con, the guy ask for stuff, Joe D, and our very special guest who just surfed in. Well, look at those board shorts. Mr. Wow. Billy G, Billy Velvet,
Mr. affectionately Velvet known as himself.
The master of the Malbush car show where we were last week. Bill, thank you for coming in with us today.
Good day, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a good day when we get to see you. And now we got 2 weeks in a row. Look at that.
Yeah.
We did something right. Yeah. So, of course, like we mentioned, we were at your show last week, and we knew how to get in touch with you. So let me take care of a little business. We'll tell people how to get in touch with us. If you're listening, you know how to do that. But if not, well, you can call us, 516-572-7440. Follow us on our social media platforms, motormouthradio.com, same name on Twitter and on Instagram. It's Joe's favorite.
Motormouthradio.
And on, of course, we're on Facebook as well. And you can see what we do when we're not here, because we post stuff that we do in respective shops and garages and back alleys that we tend to hang out in. You know, so
yeah, those unsavory locales.
And we were on a street last week. Bill, we were hanging out at Bill's car show. What year? I know you have Bill's a statistician, so you've actually, if I have this correct, you have now tied the Maggio family record. Correct? For
that's correct. It's my 21st year of involvement.
Right.
And Mr. Maggio Senior started in 1958.
Wow.
And I know he went to 78 and. I think he went as far as 81, 82. So I guess if I continue, which I will, it's a long story how I got back in it. But a few more years, I...
Maybe just because you're so good at it.
And a few more. Well, the whole idea was, and another story is concept of the whole idea of car shows. And actually, when you say car shows, people think, oh, judged events and trophies. So to make sure there was no confusion and me coming back, it was the annual children's hot dog party and display on the bay.
I like that.
Right.
It used to be a car show at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what we did this year was no pre-registration. The disclaimer in the form, in the flyer that went out, was a non-judged event, everything automotive. And we had 120 cars.
Nice.
Showpiece car that came back was... Glenn Spielberg in the Co-Motion Corvette.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Set the national record.
What
actually,
a car.
50 years ago, in memory of Charlie Snyder.
That's the story of Chaz.
So, beautiful day.
As usual.
Well, last year we were there to do a live remote show, and we were faced with rain. So luckily we were in a garage. Louis was very kind enough to let us have access to his garage.
Yes, we were our own garage band that year.
Yeah. Well, we're getting back to the
basics. We still had a turnout, too, though. That was kind of cool.
We did. You know, it's funny. My first venture, when I started, we had 40 41, 42 cars, and last year we had 54 cars, 52,
wow.
54 cars. So they don't melt, like I said.
Well, mm-hmm. and the good thing is you have that local. It is in a local area. It's in a little hamlet down there. So you have all the local guys, and it's. You know, when you take your car out of your garage and you can bring it a couple blocks, it's a little different than going 30, 40 miles. So,
right.
Yeah, you know what? And there was no pressure. It's like if you woke up on September 8th last weekend and you said, what am I going to do? There were four other shows. I was basically the fifth show of your choice. So you came here because you wanted to be there.
Right.
So yeah. you knew what you were involved with. And you know, it's funny with the whole concept of car shows, like I said, we can have a debate or a discussion on it. Car shows in general had a tendency of going long. I think some of them still go long.
Oh,
I took,
yeah.
I shaved another hour off of it. Technically, we went 10 to 3. It worked out great. I actually got a chance to partake in what it's about. Normally, I'm tunnel vision. I'm worried about classes, judging, tech. Mm-hmm. So it was beauty.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you do it long enough, you do learn, like you did, hey, you know what? Let's make it easier on me, you know, and without really taking away from the show, because the show...
There was no drop in quality.
No, definitely not.
It was the same quality event as the other years that I've gone to, which has been like a million of them.
Mm-hmm.
The venue sells it, though, you have to admit.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's a beautiful location. You know what I mean? The neighborhood's nice. It's a lot of neighborhood guys or
a lot of
ex-neighborhood
guys. A lot of neighborhood guys. And it's funny. They still, the guys would call me and say, Bill, I got your flyer. But before, I have a friend, Stevie or Charlie, they want to come and they were never there before. So I want to ask permission. Can they come? I said, absolutely. So it's nice. It's almost like check in.
Hey, well, you know, I still ask permission if I could go. So you know, these guys, sure. But, you know, that's the thing. And, then, you know, I put some pictures up on the social media platforms on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook last week. And I always make sure I get a picture of the bridge because that's the, right. the rock. And people reply, you know, they went, hey, is that the, you know, they're asking a different bridge. Like, no, that's the Whitestone Bridge. That's the beauty right there. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. So it just kind of anchors it.
You know, we have room, and last year I got involved. I got the precinct detail of 1 and 7 from the 109th, which I thank them for, to really control that gate, which is the far side that none of the club members want to sit and babysit because it's removed. But
right.
But so really we had a strong gate. Whatever came in, you know, we collected on.
Mm-hmm.
And what I normally do with sponsors is I don't charge a sponsor. So, but sponsors, including myself, we all want to, you know, we all contribute anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, the venue was such, I could have put 150 cars like I advertised.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I'm a quality versus a quantity guy, and you don't want people to be, even though you can fit them in, you don't want them to be too far removed from the show.
Sure. And you want people shoulder to shoulder. You want to have a little bit of space, and it's not
a sardine scene at all.
No,
no, definitely. You know, it's definitely not like, you know, Tumbleweed City there, but you know, you're not crowded. You're not like, you know, bumping up against each other, stuff like that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty chill.
Yeah, and it's a word of mouth show. I mean, it's funny. I play by the rules, even though people say, Bill, you know, with your background in law, what do you? I said because people want to call up on you and they want to have your permits checked and so I do the street permit. I do the sound permit for the DJ.
Right.
We can adhere to the street closures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week I was down there at 5 to 6, and crazy as it sounds, there were people that show up. They want to get a spot at 25 to 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them might have been up all night.
Right. Well, if I lived on Parsons Boulevard, I might have been there early too. You know, but
sure.
what you can do.
But I appreciate your involvement. Like I said, it's a word of mouth show, and I don't technically advertise it. You know,
right.
But with you guys streaming on the World Wide Web, it's nice. We get people that come in from all areas because they're fans of your show.
Right. Wow.
So they come in from
fans.
East to Talk.
Plural. With an S on the
end. East to Talk It.
Yeah.
I get Seaford.
Right,
and
right.
I get Glenn Head. It's nice.
Yeah.
I ask him, how'd you find out? Motormouth Radio. I said so.
I don't know. Joe and I usually have a habit of standing back to back watching for process servers. Like we, you know, we're out together.
Yeah, you know, it's like don't you owe that guy money for that intake manifold?
Okay, no, that was 1982.
Yeah, I know. They got long memories.
Though. Oh yeah.
Not only that, but you know, I know when I walk through there because it's my old neighborhood. I just like run into somebody every 5 feet.
You do.
It's pretty cool. I love it. And sometimes what's interesting though is that because it's been so many years, it's wait a minute. Last time I saw you, you had hair. And what you did have was black, you know.
Yeah.
But no, you know, it's pretty good though. Like the old crew is still out there, and you know, we're not you know, they say sometimes that those car guys are dying off and stuff like that because, you know, they're all like the import junkies now or the phone heads, but no, we're still there. We ain't going place just yet.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So I'm glad that you had that great weather. That was always nice. That's, of course, when an outdoor show, that's always the tip factor.
Sure.
And the day was just stellar. I mean, you do have a weather angel. We know that you have a special weather angel up there who watches you.
You got somebody.
She must have been mad last year at something. I don't know. Something must have come back. But we're past last year. Now this year, again, it made up for it in spades.
Well, that's why my late wife, Lorraine, looking at it, she said, Bill, get a little cocky. So I got to
put you in your place a little bit. Like, exactly. Okay, all right.
What are you doing now, Mr. Big Shot?
Yeah, right. We all kind of have one of those, right? We all get that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen knuckle marks on the back of Joe's head a couple times.
Oh, please, yes. You should see where the thunderbolts left the marks.
Oof, yeah. So if you want to talk about car shows or if you were at Bill's show, give us a call, 516-572-7440. I know some of the guys are out at the Food and Fun Deli today in Farmingdale.
Shout out to them. Yeah, I just got to see a picture here on Facebook of a nice Buick Indy Pace car.
Okay.
So that looks like they're having fun. Looks like a nice venue out there, nice blue sky.
Our buddy Howie is kind of, he was the contact guy out there. So he's
this is him. This is his
good.
His baby there.
Excellent.
And our Eye in the Sky is not in the sky. It's in the show there. And he's hanging out with Howie, Jim.
Very good. Excellent. That's good.
Give call support. Up and say hi, guys.
That's cool. We're going to actually do a piece in an upcoming segment. You know, I saw something last night on one of the many, many videos, YouTube videos I subscribe to, and of course, it follows my addiction. It's a Tool video, but Matt Go Tools has a promotion going on to promote breast cancer awareness this month.
Yes.
And we're going to get our own Matt Go Man Brian on to talk about that in one of the upcoming segments. Because well, we'll talk about it later. The Matt Go's doing a good thing, and I like to see big companies, you know. And this is in our world. It's all the guys who work on cars, the professionals and the private guys. You use tools, you know, and it's nice to know that a company like Matco is giving back. And, you know, hopefully the other ones will step on board. They'll be shamed into doing it themselves. Hey, anything to get some money in the right direction. You know, it's the way I look at it. So we'll talk about that in an upcoming segment.
Worthy cause, yeah.
Yeah. I know, Bill, you have a lot of service stuff you've been working on with your own cars. You've been doing a couple things. You don't just sit there and look pretty. You actually get your hands in there and play around.
Yeah, gift us with some war stories.
Yeah, what's the story of the week?
Well, I had the Nova out yesterday. I went down to the Point Lookout show.
Nice.
And Nassau County Public Works was cleaning the median, and crazy times with a tuxedo black car. Thank God the stuff that was bouncing around didn't hit the car, but I caught a rock that bounced underneath, ricocheted off the inner bumper, and ended up into my radiator.
Wow.
So
no matter what you do, windshields, radiators, rash.
So I ended up pinching off some of the tubes, and used a piece of gum, and got the car home yesterday, no problems.
Good.
Knock wood.
Yeah, I was out. I was with Stan Rivera from Corvette Society. Stan, we topped off the tank with some antifreeze. That made it home no issue. So now the next project is I'm going to put a four core radiator in the car with a five blade fan. And
good idea. Give yourself plenty of room.
Yeah, and after I leave you gentlemen today, I'm going to go home and finally finish my heater box install on my 74 big block Corvette.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Let's get back to that. Let's take a quick call. We'll go on the phone and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, Mac, Professor Ray, this is Howie. Is Joey there? You guys online? Are you on the air?
It's the big man
and his sidekick.
Yes, Howie, we're on the air today. You're talking to Ray.
Terrific. I'm even next to Jim. He's wearing this Flying Sparks Garage shirt. Looks pretty cool. Black and white.
Oh, yeah. We're here at Live, the, Love, and Wrench Day. I remember, yeah.
Right. We're at the Food and Fun Deli at 1228 North Wellwood Avenue in West Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
We have about, probably, I would say, 49 vehicles so far. And we have all different shapes and colors and sizes and hot rods and Buicks and Fords and Caddies here. It's really a nice event.
Very good.
I kind of love it.
What's the turnout, Howie? How many cars showed up?
About 49 so far.
49. That's okay. That's because I know that venue. It's a small. They just have a parking lot in the front. So that's probably a good
that's
size
correct,
crowd.
Right. How late is it?
How late are you guys going today? How late does the show go on?
We're going to about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
You know, some of us may be here the whole day, like myself. I'll be here probably to 6 or
catering
7.
Dinner.
Yeah, almost, man.
Wow.
It's breakfast and lunch here, definitely.
Right.
And it's a nice place, a reasonable place. We have music by Joey Buick. And it's just a lot of fun. That's what we're trying to do.
Let me ask you, is that Joey Buick Senior, Junior, or both?
Both.
Both of them, right. It's father and son. They used to do my car show.
Bonzi and Chachi.
That's
right. You know, when I introduced them to Judy, my wife, like I said, hello, this is Bonzi, this is Chachi. And she's like, you know, doing a take back of, you know, the happy days.
You know?
It's a beautiful day out today. We had a little scare of rain during the evening and during the morning, but nothing happened in our area.
Very good, Howie.
It's a great show, good venue, and we got food and we got music.
You have
need?
Both food and fun.
Right, at
and
a deli.
Food and fun.
Right.
At a deli.
Well, good luck for
the rest of
the day, and we hope you pack a few more cars in there.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Okay, Howie. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Jim. Bye, Jim.
All right. That was Howie, our roving
it's the big man
correspondent from the Food and Fun Deli. With that, he's at a deli, but we're going to take, I feel like going out into the park. Maybe we'll go and sit down and have a little picnic and with ourselves. And on this break, we'll come back with more of Motor Mouth Radio.
No ants, though.
No ants. No, but we'll sit out on the lawn. We'll have some fun. I think it's going to be Name That Tune, Bill. You got to guess the song, see, because I'm kind of setting it up a little bit here. On Motor Mouth Radio with Ray G, Joe D, Billy G, 90.3 WHPC.
This show is brought to you by the Paramount in Huntington, who presents 1964, The Tribute, on Saturday, September 21st at 8 p.m. More information is available online at ParamountNY.com.
This portion of programming on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you in part by Car Show Long Island, presented by Town of Oyster Bay Supervisor Joseph Saladino, part of the Fall 2019 Tobey Beach Classic on Sunday, September 22nd at Tobey Beach from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rain date is Sunday, October 13th. More information about Car Show Long Island can be found online at carshowli.com.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motor Mouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
Can you dig it? I can dig it. We can dig it. Ken can dig it. Everybody can dig it. Grazing in the grass, friends of distinction.
That's a dig in.
All right, we are back. Motor Mouth Radio, 516-572-7440. Give us a buzz and talk with us. You know what? Maybe it is a... I'll put the Matco... Well, you know what, Bill? Let's finish with your... You had a couple of shout-outs you wanted to make. Let's do that, so we'll take care of that business. Then we'll move on to our other stuff.
Yeah, I have to acknowledge Glenn Spielberg and Bobby Hopp with the bringing the Co-Motion Corvette...
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate that. They were actually there in 2008, which were 12 shows ago with the car.
Wow.
So they came back, and that was big for me. And then anybody that's interested in seeing what the show is actually all about, they can go online at two different spots. Malba Car Show, three words, and you click on Zenfolio, Ray's Photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go and just do raysboards.com, RAYSBOARDS.com.
Right.
And you'll see all the icons for shows going back to 2008.
Right,
give
right.
Give you an idea of the flavor. And then, last but not least, LICOA, Long Island Corvette Owners Association, Mike Fazio,
right,
Chris
right.
Bianconella were the chairs for the show, and they came out with a nice representation of club membership and
sure.
beautiful cars.
My buddy Tom, that I know since third grade in Catholic school, he was the past president. He was at the show. We got to talk a little bit about old stuff, so that was always good seeing those guys. So, yeah, that's great. And we're going to have Glenn and Bobby in because we had...
Oh, cool. Yeah,
we were doing interviews last week on a recorder that didn't work, so we had a little bit of a technical difficulty. I thought it was working, and then when I got back to download everything, I found out it didn't work. So I said, Bill, come in, let's do it live, and I'll get Bobby and Glenn. They were both busy this weekend. They have busy
right.
schedules, and they will be coming in, and we'll talk about that stuff soon. So we'll have them recap everything, and that's cool.
Yeah, that was a really good interview. A lot of good history in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the car itself, yeah, I mean, we can wait and let Glenn do that because the car has a great history. He's the caretaker, the current caretaker, and it's great that a guy like him is at the helm. Because that's a piece of history. It's a piece of local history that certainly everybody in this area knows about. But more than that, it goes further. You know, tri-state area especially. But you know, a lot of people know about that car. So back to your cars, Bill. We were talking about your Corvette and the Nova. You're going to do a radiator and a Nova, which is of course you got to do that. The Corvette was a bit of a project. That was a little bit more of it. That was an interior job, which people might think was easier, but maybe not so. Huh?
Not on a Corvette.
Yeah.
Not on a C3.
No, the hidden bolt in the top right-hand corner, that and to go on to the forum and talk about C3 heater core and heater boxes. So the car, when it came down the line, you know, of course, there's no interior, just a birdcage. So they put the heater box in with the mm-hmm. core, and they run a bolt. They run the studs through the firewall,
mm-hmm.
and they lock it up so it doesn't vibrate out as it moves down the line with the one top bolt.
Okay.
The one that the installer can actually put a nut on it.
Yeah.
Then, as the car continues down the line, they put the outer box on that has the fan attached,
mm-hmm.
and then they run another bolt on top of that.
Mm.
So when you go to take the heater box out, you're thinking you're doing all the outside bolts.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that once, so what happens is if you have a weak enough firewall, you can actually pull the box out through the wall.
Wow.
But a lot of times guys just think it's adhesive holding it in, so they snap the top tab off.
Oh, geez.
So anybody out there doing
a
C3, and even if you go on, there's no really online to do it. So that's the word-wise to the
right.
Yeah, C3. Somebody's got to do a YouTube video on that thing.
Yeah, yeah right?
Except they're probably still drinking, trying to recover from it.
Now you've been working on that. I mean, that wasn't a one shot deal. You've been working on that for a while. So, and you have the luxury, like I had, of working on your car, leaving it in the garage, and no one else goes in there, which is nice.
Mm.
So, and plus, it lets you get a fresh head and come back with a little bit of
You got to be in the mood though,
right?
And then you got to use a lot of blue tape because you got to take the dash pad out, you got to take the center console out, you got to take the emergency brake handle cover off, you got to take the rear compartment deck out to take the bolt out to get the emergency brake cover out, you got to take the center cluster out, you got to take the radio out, you got to take the seat out,
right?
You take the rug out because mine actually like exploded antifreeze.
Oh, did it?
I had antifreeze down to the seatbelt well.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah, it wasn't
pretty.
Gift
that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Mm. No, not at all.
Heater core blowouts are never fun on any car, but that thing with lots of nooks and crannies.
Mine blew out big time because mine blew out where the actual tube goes into the core itself.
Ah,
so
okay.
A lot of fluid.
Yeah, under pressure.
Under pressure.
Lots of pressure, lots of flow.
Hmm. That's, you know, I had to work on one of them when I worked at a guy's shop many years ago. Caesar was his name. He was a big Corvette guy. And I had to do one of them on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm.
And he said, the guy is, he goes, I got to show you something. The guy is fanatical. He goes, he made me walk around the car with him to look at every single scratch. And we noted it.
Yes.
Every little flaw. He goes, so I got to walk around with you. And if there's anything new, I said, he said he's going to inspect it when he comes back. I was like, oh, geez, why don't you throw a little more, you know, throw another boulder on my shoulder.
No pressure.
Oh, geez. Well, the thing was, I got it all apart, got the heater core out, had it on the bench and said, okay, he called someone, I don't know who it was, but it was someone local. They were going to deliver it. And I said, hopefully they won't be able to make it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I leave on Saturday afternoon. I'm not coming back till the next Saturday. I only worked on weekends for him.
Mm.
And, of course, this guy, I don't know what kind of pull Caesar had, but he rushed it and he got this thing back. So I got to work late that day. Yeah, which, of course, you know, he paid me for, which was, he was good like that. But I was
just when you think you had enough.
I've told you that story, Joe, and yes. I'll tell Bill. The on the outside, I got the car done, and it was done, you know, pretty much, you know, in good time. I don't know what record would be, but I'm not going to say it was record time. But he says, okay, since you're done, we got a little bit more time. He goes, you know what? He wants the right-hand outside mirror. It's loose. And I said, oh, yeah, no problem. Two studs, two screws. Okay, you run the window down or the window up usually, and you get at him. So I run the window all the way up. No, the glass is still there. I run all the way down. No, you can't. So I call him and I said, Caesar, look, we got a problem here. I said, you can't. He goes, oh, just run the window up. I'm like, I did. Okay, do it again. We'll do it again. He looks and he goes, He goes, all right, well, you know what we got to do? I'm like, yeah, tell him to live with it, right? He's like, no, pull the door panel. We got to take the glass out. I'm like, no, it's like 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Obviously, this guy has no place to go.
He says, don't worry. You know, he really took care of his customers is what it is.
Right.
He says, don't worry. I'll do this. I'll work with you on this one. I said, okay, good. So, of course, he tells me here, you're like, you know, you hold the glass. I'm like, no, let me work on the nuts. You hold the glass. So we got it done. We got the job done, and it all worked well. So, but, you know, anything you do, any turn, any step of the way could be imminent disaster looming for you, and you don't know when it's going to hit you.
Yes.
So, you know, you add the pressure of a lunatic Corvette owner, and you're like, "Oh my word! You know what's going to happen here?" You know,
mm-hmm.
You will drop things, and we, you know, things happen when you're working. Now you want to, I wanted like a Woody Allen suit, you know, like a big suit, so I could just not
just full of just one big
foam.
Yeah,
let's go back to the phone, and have fun and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, who are we speaking with?
Rob.
Yeah, Rob. What's happening?
So let me ask you a question. How do you on a power window? Right. It's a Ford Freestar.
Okay.
How do you determine whether it's the switch or the motor?
Good.
And
question.
Also on the vent windows, you know, the two vent windows in the back.
Rob. Yeah, Rob.
Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't work. It's like temperamental with those. But the door. You got to hold the switch down and open up the door and slam the door to get the window up and down.
Aha. Well,
so
first...
Something is, I don't know, could it be a bad ground or a contact or a switch? I mean...
Well, first thing I would be thinking about would be the wires in the driver's door. What year is that car?
04.
Yeah, okay. It's old enough. It's 15 years old. Yeah. How many gazillion times has that door been open and closed? I see a lot of wear outs of the wires in the driver's door harness. So that's something that you may want. If some cars, it's pretty easily to get a visual on it. You just kind of pull back that little accordion boot,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of see if it looks pretty ugly in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where the jam is.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
The reason why is that you have multiple things that go with the door, which seem to be solved by slamming. So.
Right.
I don't know if I'd go for the switch just yet. The motor.
I mean, you're compounded by the fact that switches do get gunky and can always benefit from by a little cleaning or some solvent. There's multiple layers of things going on here that could be, you know, I mean, is along with the, it could be, it, obviously, it could just be a faulty wire, but the switch could be a little crappy too. You know, there's.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that you slam the door and the window starts working.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do the old.
If you hold the switch down.
Right, and you slam the door?
Either up or down and slam the door, and then the window will go up.
Okay, so what you do then is, I got to see exactly where that thing sits. But I would leave the door open.
All right?
Yeah.
Make a fist.
That's
and
that's
pound
right.
the friggin' thing.
That's what I was thinking.
Which also works for fuel pumps, by the way.
Punch the door panel, which simulates slamming the door.
Yes.
But also isolates it to, like, the motor.
And if you got a stuck contact inside the motor,
right.
something like that, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
you know,
so just you pick whatever curse words you want in whatever language you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course, it's an American car, so you may want to go with... It might be built in Canada, so you might want to throw a couple of Sacre Blues in there.
Okay.
But, yeah, pound on the thing. You know what I mean? Just don't crack nothing. And
Yeah, give it a shot. With your even with your elbow. Yeah.
With the door open?
Yeah, well, you know why? Because that eliminates the variable of you slamming the door.
Right.
Because the window don't work with the door open, right? Anyway, right?
No. Every once in a while it will, but most of the time it don't.
Okay, so just...
But then the thing is, too, if the window is like halfway down and you hit the switch and you push the window, it'll go down.
Right, well, that's because a lot of times the brushes on the motor might stick, something like that, and pounding on it, and I always throw a couple of curse words at it because that seems to persuade a little bit more. But, yeah, that's easy.
Oh, that just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So those motors... I mean, they're all self-contained. You can't take them apart, right? Those motors are not.
I wouldn't mess with it. No. Yeah,
they're not rebuildable by the, you know, by us.
By the average civilian.
Yeah, no. You replace it, and they're, you know, it's probably not that expensive, truthfully.
Yeah, they're available, and sometimes they're it's the regulator and the motor together. I got to look that up.
Right.
But
and then you get to clean and lube the track. You get to do a little bit of maintenance while you're in there.
It's a fairly straight up job. Just take your time. Write stuff down. Grab your cell phone. Take a couple pictures. Where did that bolt go?
Yeah.
That stupid clip. But
yeah.
Basically, it's like that, and it's not brain surgery.
Right.
You know. So right. I would definitely go
do
with that.
That and let us know what happens, Rob. We'd be happy to follow up with you on that one.
I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Sounds good.
All right. So long.
Bye.
Actually, next week we're going to be live at Tobey Beach doing a 2-hour broadcast.
Yeah.
If you backtrack a day to Saturday, tune in at noon to the Radio Rumble. Again, that's on Saturdays. There's a vast knowledge of pop culture and a unique sense of humor hosted by Justin Greenberg. He brings your show on like no other. He plays everything from classic rock hits from the 50s all the way to today's superstars. So that's on Saturday. Sunday, we'll be at Tobey doing a live thing. Oh, my goodness, it's time for another break again. You know what? I got a car out in the parking lot, and it's dying to be... recognized. So we will take another break here, Motor Mouth Radio. We're going to come back with our Matco man, Ray Guarino, Joe D, Billy G. We'll be back, Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC. And what's out there?
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a 4-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up.
If you think all the great music has already been written, think again. Hi, I'm Kim Tracy, and I will prove to you that great new music is still being produced today. Join me on High Fidelity every Sunday at 9 a.m. for a mix of music with a focus on new music and lesser-known artists exclusively on the voice of Nassau Community College worldwide on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, nccradio.org, and always on 90.3 WHPC.
This show is brought to you by Meadowbrook Wealth Management, LLC. Registered investment advisors able to assist with your financial planning and investment management needs. For more information, call 888-888-5250 or visit meadowbrookwealth.com.
All right, we got the goat out in the parking lot. We got Ronnie and the Daytonas playing, and I think we have a friend on the phone. Who is, hello, caller, you've got the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? It's Hey, Macko Man Brian.
Hey. All righty. Hey, Macko Man Brian, how's it going? I wanted to...
Doing great.
Excellent. And is your dog happy? I want to know that.
Lulu is always happy when she's with her daddy.
Excellent. It was Brian put a picture on social media yesterday of his dog looking outside the door at the Matco truck in the driveway. And I made a comment of like, hey, you know, she's just waiting for the Chewy truck to show up.
That's actually probably true, Ray, but
I know.
I like to think that she's really taking care of me, but I know she's looking out for herself.
I know. So, Brian, the thing I actually saw it from, it's these guys from Coon Trucking down in Mississippi. I follow them on YouTube. They have a great channel with a lot of tool stuff. They do a Snap-on review, a Matco review, and a non-branded tool truck review. And he showed the new Matco catalog from dated September 14th to October 6th. And that's all in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Tell us about that promotion, please.
Yeah, actually, if you give me a couple seconds here, we've had the tool for the claws for a while now. It's 8-9 years, and actually this year they've actually started early. So hopefully we'll have 4 flyers. Usually it's only 2. But basically, 15% of all purchase is from select tools will go to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Nice.
And over the time period here, Matco has donated nearly $850,000 to this cause, which, you know, affects everybody one way or the other,
yeah.
Unfortunately. And it's grown really big. We get to our 3-time world champion, Antron Brown, for NHRA. Usually for October, his cars will have names of distributors' family members that have been affected from this on the car.
Uh-huh.
So it's a big deal. We raise a lot of money, and it's for a good cause.
I have to say, I was looking, watching it on TV, and I think it was at least a 3, 4, 5, like a 6 or 8 page flyer, I think. You know, a special flyer, at least 6 pages, and there was a lot of cool stuff. You know, one thing that caught my eye that's new for Matco was this easy solder clamp tool. I don't know if you've seen this one, Joe.
No, that sounds interesting considering what I've been doing lately.
It almost looks like a slingshot. And,
really?
And the shaft you hold with your hand,
ooh,
there's
slingshot.
There's a dial that lets you advance the solder, and the two arms of the slingshot
right.
have little clamps that you hold the wires in that you join. And as you heat it with one hand, you turn the dial and it advances the solder.
Oh, kind of. All right, sort of like that, right? The helping hands thing.
Kinda, except now.
Except now it's got the solder feed.
It's a step further, right?
What will they think of next? That's a great idea because sometimes you really wish you had the third hand, but then the wife complains about having to sort the laundry with that shirt that's made special.
Right. Well, I'll tell you something, Brian. That you can send me one of those and a bolted plate T-shirt, which I think is really cool. Matco makes a really nice, that's what they call it. It's a shows like a plate with bolts, and it has a picture of a ratchet enlarged. You could send me one of those and an easy clamp tool, and I'll help support the cause.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just get warmed up with that because I want to get one of those flyers and really look through it.
Sure, so, yeah.
No problem. No problem at all. And like I said, it's for a really great cause. I'm really glad that they've actually started a month early. You know how we all get crazy when they start playing Christmas music after Halloween?
Yeah.
And we, this is really good. And actually, they've increased the amount of product that the money goes to. So,
right.
I give them a lot of credit for that. A
lot of nice stuff. And I tell you, this just plays into my own personal tool addiction, which I've openly admitted to. Because now, Joe, here it is. I mean, now I have, you know, Brian is a Matco guy who's out of state. And
right.
He just has my credit card information. So I just say, yeah, Brian, send me that. He can just bill me. And I don't even have to, like, you see how easy it is?
Yeah, it's kind of like, Alexa, what are tools?
It's like, it's almost like it should be illegal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
geez.
Pretty good. Yeah.
But, hey,
well, it's always good to have a tool guy on your side.
It is. And Brian knows this stuff. You know, Brian was he was a mechanic in the trade, or a technician, I should say. He worked on some high-end stuff. And it's nice when you have a guy who also knows the service aspect of the business.
Mm.
So it really helps out a lot.
That, so. Yeah, when it comes to that, you know, sometimes certain tool guys tend to oversell.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always nice when you advise a customer, you know, you're probably better off with, you know, you give them an alternative and say, oh, why don't you hold off a couple weeks and then, but get this first, you know, and it's a win-win because then you turn around and you both profit from them making a sale and you're getting something that could actually do you some good right then and there.
I'll tell you something we could all use in the shop. Brian, you got something? What do you got, Ben?
No, Brian, I have a question. Being a shade tree mechanic, My big thing is, you know, you work on these old cars, and say you're doing a fender well on, say, a 70 Nova, what I find I have to do is I have to take open-end wrenches. I actually then have to extend it by taping them together and then getting being able to get into the fender well. So is there a possibility somebody could create something that would snap into the end of an open end and be like an extended breaker bar or extended?
It's actually in this flyer that Ray was talking about. We have a wrench extender.
That's...
And like I said, you can link hooks two wrenches together, and it gives you the extra length.
Not only that,
and an extra torque increase.
Something that's on my list of things to get one of these days soon is now, Bill, they're making extra long wrenches
yes.
in summer, and I want the ratchet wrench stuff. But I'm just trying to find the right ones that I want to buy. I think I have a picture.
Those come in really handy for a lot of reasons, because sometimes the reach... You know, it's not just newer cars too. It's some of the older stuff, like Bill, you just mentioned there. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, you create these tools, and the duct tape I have, it's on it. It's like, you know, I don't want to take it apart. So
right. No, there's, you know, the tool catalog, the tool guys, the companies have responded, and not only the majors, but then the no name, if you will, tool companies, the second, third brands. Have copied these guys, copied the big guys, and so the price point is there for everybody. You know, anybody can. We're not all on the tool truck all the time. Like, we don't have a Matco guy at the shop. That's why we have Brian.
Don't I wish we had him?
You know, but I'm kind of.
It's like the ice cream man. I used to love that at the shop. You know,
right. I'm wearing a
tool guy.
You know, Brian, I'm wearing a shirt today because I saw it on like one of the tool reviews. It's a picture of a Snap-on truck, and under it says, you know, it says better than the ice cream truck. And my wife said to me today, she goes, "What is that shirt you're wearing?" So I showed it to her. She goes, "What?" Now, with me, you got to realize ice cream is a food group for me. And it's like, if I could give up meat, if I could replace it with sweets. So she looked at me and says, "Are you crazy?" She says, "Well, I can see where you're saying that." I'm like, "Look, it's a tool truck. Come on." You know?
Yeah. It was kind of funny. Last week, I had my district rep drive around with me for a week.
Yeah.
And I joked with him that I need to have the crazy music that the ice cream truck, because I have a couple of stops.
Oh yeah,
the guys just come out of the shop before I can even park the car, and they're already on the truck. So you know, it's kind of funny. Some people go by that.
I was ticked off. I was at the shop Friday, and I was saying to the one guy we have there doing body work, I'm like, "Hey, where's the ice cream truck?" We had a Mr. Softy guy coming all through the summer. And I said, "Where's the ice cream guy?" And then Mike came out and goes, "Now, you know what? School's back in. He doesn't come now because the kids are like, ah, damn, come on, man." I'm like, "We got to get that guy."
I stopped eating? Come on.
We were giving him like 20, you know, 25 bucks at a shot. You know, it's like.
Seriously.
They forget about you older kids sometimes.
That's right. Not fair. But
that's no fun.
And, you know, the one tool I want to bring, I know we talked about it last time, but Matco now has a 1,600 foot-pound breakaway impact gun that's battery-powered. Brian, how are those things flying off the truck or what?
I've sold quite a few of them. And it is a beast, and a lot of guys love them. I mean, like I said, it's a beast. It will do the job, and it's incredible.
I mean, the one it replaced, I think, was a 1,300 foot pound. That was no slouch either, you know.
Seriously. No,
and
it's gotten better. I mean, as you know, technology. That's why some of this stuff. You know, change is so quick, and I kind of tell some guys, "Hey, you know, between you and me, you might want to give it another month or two because something's coming right out." You know,
that's what I was just saying.
And it's kind of hard because you want to make the sale.
Yeah.
But I'd rather, once those guys start buying that stuff or to complete their collection of it, you don't want a whole bunch of mismatch between old and new and. Or benefits of the product. So I usually tell guys, "Hey, just hang out another month or so, and you'll be happy." So
and that's why
we can't give all the secrets away.
Right. That's why I'm waiting for Brian to put together those tools that are either a trade in or a return. So the batteries will all be the same, and I'll just buy buy three of them at once, and because I want all the batteries to interchange. You know, I don't want to have different versions. You know.
Well, a good
right.
a good tool guy and a mechanic have a symbiotic relationship, because you keep him you keep feeding him, you're his customer, and as long as you have stuff, you don't, the mechanic doesn't feel like he's getting screwed.
Right.
You know what I mean? He'll keep coming back.
Yeah.
Because he's going to need tools.
Sure.
And there's always some new tool coming out. You know, or you're in the middle of a job and, I wish I had one of these blah, blah, blah wrenches and,
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I used to, when I was away from the shop when I had my own place, and the guys would be sitting there looking at this job or whatever, and they go, "Hey, I bet you Joey's got a tool for that. Let's go look in his box."
Yeah.
Well, you want to be that guy.
And that's what happened to me. I had to do a U-joint the other day, and of course, my U-joint tool was in the bottom drawer of my toolbox at home. So I used the old method of the two sockets and the BFH and, got it done.
At least you didn't have to use like a rock.
Hey, Ray, did you use the inductor on that, though, correct?
I did, because this thing was so rusty and seized, I knew that to try and bang it out the way it was going to be futile. So I said, let me put the inductor on it, heat up that yoke, and soften it up along with some penetrant, and it did work quite well, yes.
Yeah, a lot of national brands like your Firestones, Goodyears, NTBs, Merchants, tire companies like that, have now banned the liquid wrench. You can no more use torches. Oh. And so that's the alternative of the tool is the inductor. And that's a hell of a tool.
Well, science!
Well, I'll tell you, our buddy Vince from South Carolina, he sent me a text. He was replying to my inductor post, and he says, I got to get one. He goes, I got to talk to Brian about that. And I said, give him a buzz. I'm sure he'll be happy to help you out.
The only problem, you got to be very careful about aluminum and magnesium.
Yeah.
That's not a very good mix with that. So that's the only thing.
Right.
Safety-wise.
Yeah, usually I'm working on steel, but... All right, Brian. Thank you for that update. We got to run. We got to take another break, and then it's almost time to get out of here.
Thank you so much for that, man.
Thanks, Brian.
Hopefully, we'll see you on Thursday night. I'm playing in traffic. We'll be in the new formulation of the show, and we'll go from there, and then we'll be in touch.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys. And if anybody needs me, they can find me on Facebook or Instagram at HeyMacoMan.
Excellent.
And if you need anything, just let me know.
There's also a link
to Brian's later.
Okay, Brian, thanks.
Take care.
So long. There's also a link to Brian's stuff on motormouthradio.com. We have him in the in the link section.
Oh yes, he's amongst the pantheon of people to contact there.
So let's take our last break. Billy, I thought of both of you guys when I picked this song, because I said, Joe's going to play the bass line. I see he's already warmed up.
Yeah.
It's such a sweet little bass line. But I always think of you. I think I heard this song in your garage about 8 years ago. So we'll be back for our last segment with Billy G after this break on 90.3 WHPC.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 5 for 2 hours of Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities, an occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 5. On Revelations, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motor Mouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motor Mouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show,
show. Not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
I'll tell you something. Billy is singing. Joe is strumming on that bass. That's some very nice work there, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Burton Cummings, Randy Bachman. These guys, the Guess Who is one of my favorites all through time, and I know you guys love it too. So
yeah, and it became BTO.
Yeah, well, so, yep. The Bachman part did, yeah. So he kind of offshooted. So we are back for the last segment, Motormouth Radio. There's still time to call us, 516-572-7440.
You can comment out there on one of the other shows or whatever, by all means, give us a holler. Let us know what's going out there.
Yeah. And next week, we won't be here in the studio, but we will be live from Tobey Beach.
Right.
We'll be out there with some wind cut again. We'll be having some fun with our friends at the beach. Bill, we were just talking on the commercial. You mentioned the tool. You said when you pulled the spark plugs out of the cars and you'd use air to blow out the particulate. Then what was the next part of that?
Yeah, it'd be a great tool. You know, especially on the old cars, you want to check your tire pressure or put air in the tire. You undo one of the spark plugs. You run a tube into the cylinder.
Okay.
And you turn the car on. And slight miss, but I mean, for 7 out of 8 cylinders, whatever. And you got air pressure.
You know what? That's what I thought you were talking about. I have one of those, and I carried it on the motorcycle in case I had to fix a flat.
Right.
And what you would commonly, the easier way to do is you disable the ignition. So the car cranks, but doesn't start. And then you just use the pumping of the one cylinder to create the air. Yeah. I bought that tool. Jeez, it's probably 20 years ago. You know?
Yeah,
and I never had to use it.
That's classic technology right there. You
but
know?
I have it. I still have one of them.
I know
yeah.
People say, well, you get yourself the box, you know, with the pump and...
Yeah. You know what I did years ago, too? Autobahn, when they were around, was selling a little compressor. It was the smallest one I saw. And, again, I was doing a lot of motorcycle riding. I wanted to have it on the road. I was going to actually take it out of its plastic and pare it down to even smaller iteration. I was thinking about the other day. I was thinking about giving one to my daughter because I just had to fix another flat for her.
Oh, yes.
You know, but I don't know.
What's that little light on?
Well, the whole dash lit up. It's a Toyota. I don't know how long. It probably takes a while for that thing to fill a tire from scratch, but better than blowing into it. You know, let's blow into this. Well, let's blow into this thing. We'll go to the phones and say hi. You're on the Motormouths.
Sorry.
Hey guys, I missed your show for the past couple of Sundays, but it's Dr. Jeffrey O.
Dr. Jeff, what's going on, man?
Well, I did some more work on a Kia. I know you guys are near the end of the show. I did a flow test on the injectors, and then I did a flow test on the injectors on the other Kia, and they're all the same.
Okay.
And after 200,000 miles or more, these injectors are still all really clean. The ports are clean. I use the cheapest gas I can find, which is usually off the Indian reservation out here in Mastic.
Okay.
So all that hype about cleaners and nitrogen in the fuel, as far as I'm concerned, it's a load of hooey. Broke out the compression gauge, had a busted check valve in it, had to order one of those. It's a special check valve.
Okay.
Did a compression test. It should be 185 to 210. The good running Kia is about 200. The one with the rough running engine that runs like your dump button is running 125 in two holes and 150 in the other two.
Oof.
I did a leak down test, and I got 60 to 70% leakage. It's coming out the intake valves, the exhaust valves.
Right.
And I think it got a little bit of leakage between 2 and 3, which means my head is warped, so that's got to come off.
That's more leaks than 17 at Shea Stadium.
It could be a head gasket, too. But you know what? At that point, yeah, it's like time to take the head off and refurb everything.
Yeah.
Well, that engine was rebuilt about 2 years ago when I had the bearing problem. That turned out to be a bad crankshaft, so the whole shooting match had to come out, and I had to have the crankshaft machine by a guy over in Bayshore. There aren't too many guys on the island who do that stuff anymore, but this guy's got a really nice setup. And I actually watched his machine working on the crank journal. It's an amazing piece of work.
It is. Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we had on Playing Traffic.
That's what I'm helping on the Kia.
We had one of the guys from Cali's Cranks on, and this guy had come up through the business to be like one of the owners. And he was, I said, yo, what's it like walking into the crank room when they're turning and polishing the cranks? I said, because that's when I see that. I worked in a machine shop. I said, but that is one of the scariest looking things. He goes, oh, yeah, believe me, it is. Because, you know, if you're, you know, just a little bit too close, there's a journal like taking your finger off. Because now the machines have guards and all, but back in the old day, they didn't. So,
oh, no, this is really, really old school machine equipment this guy's got.
Which, what's the name of the shop, Jeff?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Okay.
Because it was 2 years ago, but I can look it up. I think it's Ace Crankshaft, if I'm not mistaken.
I've heard of them, yes. I've heard of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Well, at least now you know what's going on. It's got no compression.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Yeah, now it's time for the Grim Reaper to come visit that motor.
Right. So yeah. Jeff, you're gonna take pulling
the head off is a lot easier than dropping everything at the bottom.
True.
I'll bet.
You gonna take a ride out next week and come out to Tow Bay and catch us at the beach?
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, that would be an interesting trip.
Well, drive something that's not gonna fall apart on you. I mean, you know, take something that's, you know, that's reasonable.
Oh, it drives, it runs, it still does 90. Well, I shouldn't say that. But it's also sucking a lot of gas because it's got no power.
Sure, sure.
Right.
Well, take something else. Take something that's a little more reliable. Mm. You know, one more, anything, you know, whatever. But that's cool.
Yeah, we could do an on-the-spot interview with you, you know. But, we got to get that thing going. God bless that thing. But,
yeah
it's going to need a little bit of work.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
well, letting it sit for 2 years after a fresh engine overhaul, it didn't do the valves any good, that's for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Very true. Very true.
Kicking the sleeping dog.
All right, well, keep us up on the progress. Yeah, let us know how that goes, and we'll get it out there. We'll get it out in the air.
Yeah, I'll try to see you guys next week.
Okay, Jeff, thanks.
All right, Jeff.
Take it easy.
All right.
Take care, man.
So long.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye. All righty, so that's
Jeffrey nailed it down.
Absolutely, and you know that's the thing. He did the compression test, which everybody knows, but he did the leak down test. A lot of guys to this day still don't know what it is.
Right,
and it's a great test. I mean, we're not going to get into the whole thing now. We only have a few minutes left, but it basically pressurizes the cylinder with air and measures the leakage. And
you listen.
And depending where the leakage, like if you hear it come out of the carburetor or throttle body, you look at the intake side. If you hear it out of the exhaust pipe, you look at an exhaust valve. I've pinpointed valves that way on engines.
I had that Plymouth Scamp over the beginning, springtime, and like all of a sudden I heard like shh, coming out the tailpipe. And they're like, nah, it can't be an exhaust valve. Motor's only got 39,000 miles. So then we stuck the smoke machine in there. Looks like we elected a new pope.
There you go. Put on a funny hat and let's go.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Next week, we're not going to be here. We're going to be out there in amongst the beach there. And hopefully, we'll have a tent that's actually taller than me this time.
Yeah, we're not going to use mine.
Believe it or not, it was shorter than me last time, which is almost impossible.
We'll be. I do have the big tent. I do have the top. I'm just hoping we have power because that's something I got to make sure this week that we get nailed down. And we'll have the great Chris Scholes. He's
our engineer, dude.
DJ. Yeah, he does a couple shows here. He does the morning. Is it the morning Madhouse now or the morning mix, Kim? What is it?
Nassau
Morning Madhouse. I hear him here during the week. Great guy. He does his own show, too. He does some DJing, and great guy. He'll be running the board for us next week.
Excellent.
So we can interact with our fans and stuff. So,
yeah.
Bill,
on by. Make fun of us in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, bring food.
And leave yourself enough time to get in and out of there, too.
That's true. In the middle of the day, it does get kind
of,
it can get tough.
It's a bit of a hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Any parting words? We got a couple of minutes left, and we're going to be out of here.
No, we were chuckling during the break that a couple of years ago, when I had my 66 big block Vet, just 5 or 6 tools, you take that whole motor out.
Right.
From three quarters down to with a 3/8, you know, and that's all
half
you need.
Half inch 9/16, like a Harley Davidson, half inch 9/16, you can take the whole damn bike apart.
My friends
vice
came
grip,
by.
Hammer.
Yeah, my friends came by. He said, somebody call the police. Somebody stole your tools. I said, no, this is all I need.
right.
Hand tools. For those days again.
It's true. And now it's, you know, one of the things I was looking at the tool truck and I was like, quarter-inch swivel sets. Like, geez, what's the world coming to? You know what? Yesterday, there I was. I was like, damn, I could use a quarter-inch swivel socket, and I don't have one. I'm like, it happens all the time.
No, yeah, they do. Well, these days, you know, the newest stuff, I mean, everything's so freaking tiny. Yeah. Oh, I love my quarter inch. That and a quarter inch electric ratchet.
I was trying to take a starter motor out, Joe. And yeah. I was going to the quarter inch. That's how tight it was.
I know.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
It's not even meant for human fingers.
I know.
Oh, you don't have to touch that. Just buy a new car. It's okay. Yeah. No, ridiculous. Sorry. Not us.
Yeah, I like the old stuff. It's definitely the way to go.
Heck yeah.
But, yeah.
I enjoyed my stay here today, gentlemen. Thank
Bill,
you.
Much appreciated. You're always welcome in the studio. You don't need an invite. It's
I got to come back because I got to keep my membership current.
That's right. That's right. Well, you fulfilled that for now, and we'll definitely, we're always open to that stuff. We're gonna have some fun talking after the show because we'll cover some of these topics and we'll talk a little more. And I think I have a picture that I can show you about the old stuff. But stay tuned for Kim Tracy. She's coming up next with Thunder Road, the best of Bruce Springsteen. Anybody who played with Bruce, I know a lot of our listeners love that. That's they love to listen to Rob, love to listen to Kim. And we love that, too. So keep it where you got it, and look for us next week at Tobe. We'll be the guys under the tent looking frazzled and saying, come talk to us.
We're looking lonely.
Until then, we'll catch you later.
On Motor Mouth Radio, WHPC.
90.3. See you. Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye. Thank you.